Paloma Faith and Stone Cold Sober.
Here's scary music, Dave. Let's bring in Yasmina and Kate from The Apprentice. If you haven't found out the result, we're going to tell you in a minute. So just now, here is Yasmina and here's Kate. Look at them. Look at them bouncing in all giggly.
Yay.
Hi.
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
Wow, this is weird.
It's exciting.
It is for me.
Ooh, yeah, I've lost my voice, by the way, Chris. I'm a bit croaky.
Where is it?
It's on the sofa at home. Wow. I left it screaming.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Well, good morning. Welcome.
I like
Thank
your
hat. You.
Thanks very much. I look cool, right?
Yeah. I like the hair.
You like the hair?
Yes.
Do you see it through the glass?
Yeah, beautiful.
See, Dave?
It's better from a distance, isn't it?
No, I wouldn't say that. I think I look hot. Anyway, so where were you two last night?
I was at home watching the show.
Oh.
I was getting an early night so I'd be fresh for the show this morning.
Mm, you didn't watch the show.
I watched the show.
Oh, you did, all right.
Did you watch it?
Yeah, I watched it, yeah.
Did you enjoy it?
I did.
Did you know who was going to win?
No, I didn't know. I didn't know who was going to win.
Did you have your suspicions?
No, I had my money on somebody.
Not me.
Hey, it was you.
Yay! I love you too, Chris.
And I was the other way around. I thought you were going to get it.
Thanks, Dave.
Boo!
So, congratulations, Yasmina.
Thank you very much.
I was very pleased last night.
Yeah.
I sat in the studio the other day and I went, who do you think's going to win? And everybody said Kate was going to win. And I went, nah, Yasmina will win.
Go on, Chris. You've got good insight, like Sir Alan.
Well, then what he did was he sat in the boardroom and his eyes went from Yasmina to Kate, from Kate to Yasmina, from Yasmina to Kate, back to Yasmina, back to Kate again. And I'm like, I can't predict this. And then he went... And I went, oh, it's just going to be Yasmina.
Yeah.
Because his mouth went to do a yeah rather than a K.
He does that really well, though, doesn't he? Because he flips it back and forth. You're never sure.
Yeah. Great poker face.
Mm. Yeah.
We didn't know who it was going to be either, did we, Kate?
No.
No, it was very exciting for us.
It was tense.
As well.
Tense.
Yeah.
So when did you film The Last Task? How long ago was that?
Quite a while ago.
I can't talk about it.
Keep the magic alive.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know how they keep everything a secret because they filmed
the
series 2 years ago.
Mm. Yeah,
pretty much. Then.
And I don't know how they managed to keep it quiet, but they do, and it's good that everybody kind of plays ball. Nobody ever kind of reveals who's out every week, and I think that's good. I think
that's
right.
They want people to think that it's real and it's all.
Well, it is real.
Yeah, well, it is real.
Yeah. But obviously it's filmed and it's edited and that takes a while and stuff, you know. And
yeah.
You know, and the worst thing about this year was my friend was working, he was working on the show.
Yeah.
So every week he would tell me.
What happened?
But he's
naughty.
No. So he'd go, oh, it's the, I'm doing the interviews one this week. And I'm like, don't tell me. He goes, no, I won't tell you. But I
said, so he didn't tell you any stuff. He just told
me
what the tasks were going to be.
So we'd always be chatting about the show and he'd never tell me who was, you know, fired the week before or that way, whatever. Yeah. And it was really difficult. And then he goes, I rang him one day, he goes, I'm working on the edit of the final
and he
today.
Told you.
And I'm like, no. I'm like, don't tell me. He goes, I'm not going to tell you. And he didn't. He was really, really good.
Yeah. So can you imagine what it's like for our friends and family, like the close ones that knew we were in the final?
Mm. Right.
So every time they watched an episode, they knew what was going to happen.
Right.
Whereas on Friday was the first time they'd watched it as a viewer and they didn't know and they had to watch it in the audience with all the other candidates,
right,
and actually watch the show. So at the end, when he's there looking at Kate and I, and then they went crazy. They went absolutely mental.
Because the one thing we do know, because Sir Alan was on the phone with us on Friday, and I'm right in saying there were two endings were filmed so that nobody knows who's won.
That's right.
And Sir Alan chooses.
Yeah.
That's right, yeah.
So when do you find out?
We found out on Friday.
Do you get told, or do you don't sit there and watch?
No. We got told, and then we watched the edit afterwards together, didn't we?
Oh, poor Kate.
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
are you on your own when you get told then?
With Sir Alan, yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Obviously, with Sir Alan.
Yeah.
You know, can't get told by a researcher. Right. Yeah. We're going now. You won. You lost. Come in. Kind of blow all the excitement's gone out the window.
No, it was a great feeling.
Well, it was a great show. I mean, I don't know if you'll never really understand it. Obviously, you've seen it before, but it was a great watch this time round.
Yeah.
I know you're in it, so it'll be weird for you to kind of step out.
Yeah,
of it.
Just saying to Dom just now, actually, that it's the only thing that I regret about doing The Apprentice is I can never watch it again in the same way.
Well, Yeah, but you will. You'll just kind of sit there and be all smug going...
Yeah.
I know. When they filmed that, what happens is...
I'll miss Margaret.
Will you?
We'll all miss her.
Yeah, she's brilliant.
I know.
Yeah, it's a shame. I don't know who's going to replace her. Do you fancy the job, Chris?
Yeah, what a doddle. Susie, what a doddle.
You wouldn't be able to wear a hat like that, though.
Why not?
It would have grown back by then, though, wouldn't it, the hair?
Why are you my hair looks good now.
I know, but it'd be even more luxurious by the next season.
I look like a sexy chav. That's what I look like.
I'll second that.
Thanks. Stop it, Yasmin.
Stop flirting, you two.
Hey, you've got the job.
Yeah.
I read in the paper today, I'm devastated to find out that Yasmin is in a long-term relationship.
Oh.
I'm gutted.
Chris, don't worry, where there's a will, there's a way.
You can dump him now, you're a big high-flying businesswoman.
Oh, I hope he's not listening, darling.
As opposed to a high-flying restaurateur. What's going to happen with the restaurant?
Matthew's looking after it, my brother.
So your brother?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How many restaurants do you have?
Just one, Mile Cart in Caversham. It's beautiful, British produce.
Very nice.
Yes.
But your dad then had a restaurant in Kidderminster and one in Hull.
Yeah, but my granddad is from Leeds, so I spent a lot of time in Leeds.
See?
Yeah.
Sharing
me and
love.
You, Chris, me and you.
She's really flirting, isn't she? Mm. She's desperate.
Don't want you to be horrible to me, so I'm just...
Why am I going to be horrible?
So you thought by flirting you'd probably get away with it.
It usually works. Yeah.
No, I don't. Look, you know, we wouldn't have you in if we didn't like you. Mm. If somebody else would have won, chances are Kate could have been sitting there on her own.
Yeah. Thanks, Chris.
No worries, Kate.
You should be extra nice to me today because I'm upset about losing.
What are you going to do, Kate?
Well,
do
I'm unemployed now, so hopefully someone's going to give me a job.
You should. Well, you've got Sir Alan's email and phone number and all of that. Have you got all of that, by the way? Because Sir Alan was very only too pleased to say last night on the TV show, Kate's got my number, my email, my address, my MSN, my Twitter, my everything. But he never once said that you've got his number.
Yeah, I've got his number. But
have you?
Yeah, of course I've got his number. Yeah.
So the thing is, though, what you should do, Kate, you should ring him up and go, look, do you know when you watch X Factor or Britain's Got Talent, Simon Cowell seems to sign up everybody, depending upon whether they won or not. So you can go, look, just give me a nice bit, you know, company that you got in the Bahamas. Mm. I'll go and run that for
you. That'd be nice, yeah. I could get the real prize working in the Bahamas. That'd be good.
See, that'd be a gig and a half.
Yeah.
Yasmina's sitting there in Slough or somewhere.
Yeah, it's worse
than Slough. Is it?
Yeah.
Where is it?
It's in Debden, outside Loughton, which is like...
Beautiful.
Yeah, Essex.
The beautiful part of the world.
Yeah, it's actually on the edge of Epping Forest. That's
pretty.
So that sounds nice.
I don't live too far away from there. It's beautiful. Around there.
Yeah, but you don't live there though, do you?
It's very nice. It's quite a nice posh area.
It's nice to know where you live now.
Maybe a little bit.
Yeah. Where do you live now, Yasmin?
I live in Stokey.
In Stokey?
N16, yeah.
Right.
That's North London.
Oh, is it? Stokey?
It's really hippie.
Hey?
Stokey?
Stoke Newington.
Oh, okay.
Remember, that's where you fall asleep on the bus when I miss my stop. I end up there a lot.
Oh, right.
Number 73 bus.
It's the end of the 73. Where do you live, Chris?
I live in Edinburgh.
No, you don't.
I fly down every day in my own personal helicopter.
Very nice. Carbon footprint, that's terrible.
Yeah, carbon footprint like a Wookiee, the car would say. Morning, Jimmy. So you're going to have to move?
No, I can drive from there, that's fine.
Can you?
Yeah.
It's about half hour. 5 a.m, won't you?
Nah, you don't have to be at work that early, that's just on the show.
All right. Yeah. And when do you start?
In a few weeks.
I can't wait for that first day, Kate, when she gets a phone call at 4:30 and the pre-recorded voice goes... Sir Alan would like you to be in the office at 6:22. Hello?
Here's a question for you. You're talking about getting up early. Is it, you know, when, like, early on in the series, when there's lots of you, and then you get that phone call and it says, right, Sir Alan will meet you wherever in half an hour.
Yeah.
How'd you get 12 of you in and out of the shower in half an hour?
Well, you get one shower between two, so you don't have to go in the same shower.
Oh, okay, because that always bothered me.
I bet you would, Chris.
Yeah.
You just have to be fast and ruthless as well and get in there first.
Mm. That's the true test. Ready. Yeah.
It's not really half an hour, though,
is it?
It
really is half an hour.
Really?
Yeah, no time for breakfast. Put a bit more slap on in the car.
And that voice on the other end of the phone is pre-recorded. It can't be a person.
Yeah, no, I didn't realise that.
But
I was trying to have a conversation. I thought they'd be really rude.
And the only reason I say that is because as the weeks were going by and I'm watching the show, I'm thinking, that poor cow has to set her alarm at 5:15 so she can make a phone. Do you not know this?
She didn't answer the phone three times. I had to get the blinking thing.
Well, if you think about it, I take, is that the receptionist? Is that the voice of Sir Alan's receptionist?
Francis.
I didn't know this.
No, is Francis real?
But Francis is real, yeah.
But do you think Sir Alan goes to it, right, tomorrow can you ring them at 5:15? She went like that, 5:15, you little git. So she gets out of bed at 5:10, has a coffee, dials the number. Good morning, Sir Alan would like to meet you in... So the car's over there in half an hour. Bye-bye.
and then goes back to bed.
That'd
be a tough gig. I'm afraid
probably gets paid quite a bit of money to do it as well.
And you thought that that was live every time?
Well, yeah, I didn't know. I'd never answered.
Maybe Sir Alan's chosen the wrong person.
I could do it next year. I'm up at that time.
Yeah, you could. Yeah. Easy.
That'd be a good twist.
Just before I phone you up. And to wake you up.
Do you know what days the phone's going to ring?
Yeah, they say.
All right.
So you know not to have a glass of wine the night before. Yeah, they say you've got task tomorrow. But they don't tell you until just before you're about to go to bed.
Yeah.
So the phone will go at 10:30. They'll go, oh, by the way, early start tomorrow. Bye.
Yeah.
Pretty much. They like to keep you on your toes.
Yeah.
There's a nice little place where they were living. I like
it. It looked nice, didn't it?
Yeah.
Nice. Penthouse.
The only thing is that it would be a real pain in the arse, though, if you lived there with that camera crew in there all the time.
They get away a little bit.
You're trying to put your boxers on, and there's a film crew in there.
Mm. Yeah.
God, they like filming you getting dressed, by the way, Yasmin.
Well, they hardly got any, because I used to hate it, and I'd say, get out, get out. And so they hardly got any of me. So everything they got, they put it on the telly.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
They got a little bit of you through the crack of the door, completely naked.
They did, yeah. Apparently there was a lot of pausing on Sky going on.
Oh, yeah, there was, yeah. Yeah. It was exactly 9.5 minutes into it.
Moilsy.
Sorry, but, you know.
Now you're flirting with me, stop
it. Yeah, damn right. I've said all along, that's the one thing I like about you. You just seem, dominating yet adaptable and... you had great legs, you know.
And you're just a chav with a hat on.
Yeah, not just a chav with a hat on.
Sexy chav.
Thanks very
much,
Kate.
That's it.
And you're still with your boy, Kate?
Yes, I
just
am. Yes.
After last night's show? He came out of that very well last night. Everybody had a little joke at your poor boy's expense yesterday.
How did he feel afterwards?
He loves the attention. He's fine.
I mean, the comment from Jonathan Ross, which I won't repeat, but it was very, very funny, actually.
Yeah, I particularly like that comment.
He does well to take it all on the chin, bless him.
Definitely.
He did get a hell of a kick in last night on the show. But what can you do? You just got to put your hands up and just go, all right, fair enough, whatever.
He loves you though, Chris. He said to say hello.
Oh,
he's
bless
a huge
him.
Fan.
Oh, tell him Dave says hi.
He gave me a top five moments to try and read out to you, but I didn't
know. One of his?
Very appropriate. No, of yours.
Oh, of mine?
Yeah.
See, it was top five
See,
of his.
That's how geeky he is about you, really.
Yeah.
What was number one?
Knickers Man. You know when I played Knickers Man? He stole that idea, by the way.
It's brilliant.
Knickers Man was always mine. Well, I could chat with you for a lot longer, but you've got to go and do BBC Telly Breakfast News, which will be way, way dull compared to this.
No, I'm ashamed we've got to go.
I want to stay.
You should just come back. Well, you've got loads of free time.
I have, yeah.
You've got no job.
I could go on every day this week.
If you hang around the radio station long enough, they'll give you your own show.
Brilliant.
Is it that easy?
Yeah.
What about the accent? Would I get away with it?
Rachel does.
Exactly. She's done it for years.
And hers is worse than yours.
No.
So Yasmina, you start in a few weeks.
Yeah.
Exactly right. Now, what is the job?
I'm selling digital screens within the NHS, and then we put digital screens out, and we sell advertising on top of it.
Right.
Yeah.
They're not dull.
Well, it's not too dull. I trust Sir Alan. You know, he's put me in a good place. He's going to make good use of me. He's a clever guy.
He's put you in Essex.
I'd make good use of you.
Epping Forest, please. Right, Epping Forest.
Yeah. Are you looking forward to it?
Yeah, I can't wait. I can't wait to start. Because, like, if you think about it, that's why I signed up, to get the job. So, all this kind of media stuff can finish and I can just get on with it now.
Damn right.
Yeah.
Crack on with the job.
Yeah.
And Kate, what are you going to do?
I've no idea at the moment.
You must have an idea.
You'll get offers, won't you?
I mean,
have you got a job now?
No, I haven't got a job. I'm hoping that I'm going to get some offers. I mean, there are some brilliant companies. Obviously, I'm living in London now, which is fantastic. It's the first time I've lived in the big city. So I'm just
You're not still in them bloody lofts, are you? That'll cost you a fortune.
I wish. No, it's not just me rattling around on my own there. I've got my own place. But I'm hoping some offers will come in and there are some, you know, companies that I'd quite like to work for. Perhaps I'll approach them and see if they'll take me.
I think they should.
Oh, she's amazing, Chris.
We could find you a job, couldn't we?
Yeah. What's the number one? What's number one on the list?
I make a good cup of tea.
There you go.
There you go. Let me just write this down. I'll do your CV.
But we can get someone else to employ
you. A good cup of tea.
Cup of tea.
Lovely. Right.
Ooh.
Brilliant. All right. Well, best of luck.
81199 with the offers.
I see a job on a building site, Kate.
Yeah, bacon sarnies. I can do those as well. That's it.
Well, if anybody's listening who is any big bosses who were impressed by Kate, they should get hold of her now.
Do it, Kate's
before
amazing.
Somebody else.
You'd be
does.
Very lucky to get.
Thanks, Chris. Thank you, Yasmina.
It's true, darling.
So yeah, I don't want to stay unemployed for long. It's tough out there at the moment.
Damn right.
Yeah, I like to be busy, keep myself busy. So next challenge.
Well, I think you'll be fine.
Thank you.
Although it's great when Sir Alan keeps saying it. And I'm not worried about Kate. She'll be fine. She's sitting there unemployed going, yeah, that's all well and good. But when Yasmina gets a phantom Sega home, I'm on the tube.
Yeah, it's true.
Well, I'd love to see you. I just, you know, I wish we had more time to chat.
I wish we had more time. I'm having a great time.
You know what?
This.
Yeah. Do you know what? Just don't worry about the BBC Breakfast News. Nobody watches it.
Give them a ring.
They all listen to this.
Tell them we're a bit poorly and we can't make it.
I just, exactly.
Yeah, get away with that.
Yeah. No, we'll get there. We'll love it. We'll be like, oh, Chris, boring.
No, trust me, you won't. It's Bill Turnbull.
Bill Turntable.
Oh. Yeah. When you go on, by the way, what you should do, when they go, welcome to the show, you should go, hi, we're really excited, we just met Chris Moyles, that's brilliant.
Yeah,
I love that. I really appreciate
that. They
would, wouldn't they? Oh, they would, yeah. Kate's nice, the girl that'll be on the sofa, to the presenter, she's nice.
So you don't like Tim.
Nice.
What?
Don't like Tim, you wouldn't rate him.
Tim?
What's his name?
Bill
Turntable.
I don't know him, but he just looks...
Yeah.
Call him Tim the whole way through.
Yeah, that would be great.
Tim's a huge fan.
Yeah, there you go, say that.
You're number one fan, Tim.
I'm a big fan of yours, Tim.
Brilliant.
Oops.
I would love it if you would say that.
I'll see what I can do. I'll see how serious it is.
If you do, it'd be great, because then we can record it and then we can play it out on our show.
Yeah. Mm. That's an incentive.
Sir Alan would love it. Sir Alan would love you to do that. He would. Get the soil, and then he can just say you're getting it all out of your system before you start the serious job with Sir Alan.
Yeah.
Now you can play around a little bit.
All right, we'll see what happens. I think I'll get there and have my serious head on and be like, no, I've just won The Apprentice. Yeah, yes.
Oh, don't do your serious face. You look nicer when you smile. Look at a little smile.
She does. She didn't smile that much on the show, really. And in real life, she smiles all the time.
I know.
Yeah, I know. Every episode I watch behind the sofa going, smile, smile, smile.
Whereas Kate smiles all the time.
I know. Yeah, I've got a bit of a problem with that.
Seriously, you imagine she wakes up with a permanent grin. She goes to the toilet. She's having a poo. She's got a big smile.
She sleeps like it. I'm quite happy-go-lucky kind of person.
Oh, yeah, you are.
Nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with that at all.
See, I thought I wasn't until I watched The Apprentice, and now I just realise I'm a bit moody.
Do you know what the thing is? I think your non-expression face does look moody. You know when,
it
you're
does.
Not, when you're not making a face?
I didn't realise my mouth goes down at the sides when I'm not smiling. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, I'd suggest to everybody listening, just stand in front of the mirror for 10 minutes every day, and then you'll see what you actually look like.
Mm. I didn't realise I talked out of the side of my mouth.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. Let's do that again.
I watched the show.
Well, not all the time, though.
Just
on the phone. Just your mouth just turned towards the phone.
Right. Yeah, it's great.
Yasmina's face, when it goes down like that, it's not a million miles away from what Bert and Ernie in Sesame Street look like.
Or a wet fish, I think.
It's a nice look.
Well,
thank God you're in a long-term relationship. You like to try so hard.
Touché, Chris, touché.
Oh, can they not stay? Can they really?
BBC
Breakfast
News.
I had
to promise that they would be leaving
at 8.
It's
not like
GMTV. We've got Jerry turning up soon as well.
Are you going to miss Jerry Springer?
That's a shame.
He could give you a job.
I can re-listen to it, though, can't I, on iPlayer? You and Jerry.
You're all right. God, you're so BBC corporate. 12 weeks at the BBC. Look at you.
They've brainwashed her.
Haven't they?
Yep.
It makes you unmissable, unmissable.
that it does, Dave.
Yasmina, congratulations.
Thank you very much, Chris. Thank you.
And enjoy the job selling tellies to hospitals. I've got to be honest, I'm no expert in this field, but I think they mainly go for kind of like medical equipment first. And then if they've got any spare cash, it's telly. So I think you're going to have a tough one.
It's their patient information screens. They're vital for the NHS.
Absolutely, yes, yeah.
It's true.
Full of advertising. And and Kate, good luck.
Thank you very much.
I hope you get a job.
Me too.
And feel free to come back and see us whenever you want.
Thank you very much.
We always say that and people never do. Mm. But you can.
Oh, I will. I've not got anything else to do.
Come back when you get a job.
I'll be back tomorrow. Yeah, I'll come back when I've got a job.
And yet you should come back, Yasmina, as well.
I'm going to be busy, Chris. I'd love to come back.
One morning, you know, just come in when you're a few weeks into the job.
Yeah.
Come in and tell us all about it.
Tell us all about it. Read all about it. Okay.
She might come in and go like that. Oh, my God, it's a nightmare.
Mm. It's boring.
I'm selling black and white portable tellies to hospitals.
I haven't sold a damn thing.
I've got
terribly.
With adverts stuck on the side for Sainsbury's and McDonald's. Well, love to see you.
Lovely to see you too.
And have a great day. Have you got a day of this now, kind of going around and doing stuff?
Quite a busy day.
Yeah, no, we finish at about 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock?
About the same as you guys, in the half day, part-timers.
So you're doing the BBC Breakfast News.
Yeah.
You doing this morning?
I think we've got this morning.
Are you?
Too.
Yeah. With Philip and Fern?
Yes! All excited stuff.
Well, have a lovely day and just enjoy it. Enjoy all the craziness and then, you know, get back to work.
Cool.
All right.
Thanks, Chris.
You're
ladies
a
and gentlemen, I know. Yasmina and Kate from The Apprentice, everybody. Dream completely. They're lovely. They're really nice.
Digital.
FM.
Online.
This is Radio 1.
I wanted both of them to win.
Huh?
I wanted both of them to win.
You look emotional, Carrie.
They're just so lovely.
Yeah.
Really, really nice.
They'll both be fine. They both have good jobs.
They both fit ours as well, which really helps. You know what I mean? And like in business, that's what I look for.
It's vital, isn't it, for you?
Yeah. You know, when me and Dave were looking at a newsreader for the show, and we're looking at all the CVs, we looked at Dominic, we went, he's fit as.
Yeah.
He
gets got great
job.
Legs.
We'll have him.
Really tight bottom.
He has.
Really?
Has he?
No.
Has he? How do you know that?
No, I'm
that?
Joking.
He doesn't have a tight bottom?
No, what? I was joking.
Is this what you do in between bulletins?
Yeah. Harry Davis.
I'm not a piece Prideaux. Of meat, I'm a journalist.
Harry Davis, Prideaux Byrne. Please behave yourself.
Leave him alone.
Digital. FM. Online. This is Radio 1.
We've both got a job to do, Carrie. Let's just focus.
You have got a nice bottom though, Dominic.
Yes.
Thank you, David.
Very, very bad. Seriously, like, it's like two tomatoes wrapped in cling film.
Right, breathe, everybody.
I'm gonna have to, hang on. Right.
If you just switched on, by the way, and you missed Yasmina and Kate, then check out the iPlayer. As Yasmina said later on, nice bit of corporate promotion. No, I reckon Yasmina and I'd be good together. Do you not think?
I think she's establishing a long-term relationship.
Oh, yeah, good point. I think me and Kate would be good together. What do you think?
No, she's definitely still on with Phil. They're very loved up.
Dominic?
Come on, then.
Right, let's do the news and sports. 8 minutes past 10.
There's a rise in the...